The battle lines are drawn. A global crisis is unfolding, and God's final call of the three angels' messages echo through Revelation chapter 14. Here is the patience of the saints. What does that mean in our time? Why does obedience and faith matter now more than ever? Let's uncover God's final call before it's too late. Welcome to the final part of our journey through the three angels' messages of Revelation chapter 14. In this episode, we focus on the climactic verse that follows the strongest warning in all of Scripture, a warning against receiving the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 14 verse 12 declares, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." This verse is not a casual conclusion. It is a bold description of God's end time people, those who will stand faithful amid the greatest test of loyalty in Earth's history. And it's a message that speaks directly to our generation. Let's start by unpacking what this verse says. Revelation 14:12 begins with, "Here is the patience of the saints." The word patience here doesn't just mean putting up with long lines or delays. The Greek word hupomone means endurance, perseverance, spiritual toughness. It's a kind of grit that holds on when the world pressures you to let go of your convictions. In the context of Revelation 13 and 14, this verse paints a picture of those who endure through persecution, economic pressure, and deception, because they are anchored in truth. These are not just religious people. They are faithful, obedient, and unwavering. Revelation 14 verse 12 continues then, "Those who keep the commandments of God." In a world where moral relativism has become the norm, God's law is treated as outdated, even by many churches. But here, Scripture highlights a group who stand out specifically because they keep God's commandments. What commandments are we talking about? Not man-made traditions, not just ethical ideals. This points directly to the Ten Commandments, the eternal moral law written by God's own finger, says Exodus 31 verse 18. In fact, this phrase connects the third angel's message with a restoration of obedience to all ten, including the fourth, the Sabbath commandment. Many Christians believe that nine commandments are binding, but treat the Sabbath as optional. Yet, Revelation says God's end-time people are those who keep all of his commandments. This means that the seventh-day Sabbath, instituted at creation in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, remembered at Sinai in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11, honoured by Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, and observed by the apostles in Acts chapter 17, verse 2, still matters today. Obedience is not legalism, it's loyalty. God is looking for those who love him enough to trust him and follow him fully. Now we come to the last phrase, "and the faith of Jesus." This is powerful. God will have a people who have the quality of Jesus' faith living in their hearts, a people who have complete trust in Jesus. Not only will they have total faith in Jesus, they will also possess the kind of faith he had. What kind of faith did Jesus demonstrate? He trusted his Father completely. He obeyed the word of God even under pressure. He remained faithful through suffering, even death on the cross. This is the kind of faith God's people must have in the final crisis. Not a shallow faith based on emotion, but a tested, living faith that endures through hardship. God's people in the last days are both obedient and faithful, a rare but essential combination. You might be wondering, why does this matter now? Because the stage is being set for a final crisis over worship and allegiance. In an earlier episode, we saw that Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17 revealed that an image to the beast will be set up, and those who don't worship it or receive the mark of the beast will be economically boycotted and eventually persecuted. This isn't science fiction. This is Bible prophecy unfolding before our eyes. Religious liberty is already eroding. Calls for Sunday sacredness and unity under ecumenical banners are increasing. The push to combine church and state to solve moral decline is gaining ground. And when Sunday observance is enforced by law in place of the seventh-day Sabbath, that's when the mark of the beast becomes an issue. The conflict isn't just about a day. It's about who has authority. God the Creator, or a counterfeit power. That's why Revelation chapter 14, verse 12 is placed right after the third angel's warning. It answers the question, what should I do? The answer, stay faithful. Obey God. Cling to Christ. This verse also draws a contrast between two groups in the last days. Those who receive the mark of the beast, says Revelation 14, verses 9 to 11, and those who receive the seal of God, Revelation chapter 7, verses 2 and 3, and then in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. The seal of God is connected to his law, says Isaiah 8, verse 16, and specifically to the Sabbath commandment, which contains God's name, his title, and territory like a royal seal. Revelation chapter 14, verse 12 shows us that the sealed people are those who keep God's commandments and have the faith of Jesus. So this isn't just about doctrinal debates. It's about identity, loyalty, and eternal destiny. In a world full of compromise, God is calling you and me to stand. Not to stand arrogantly, but to stand faithfully. Revelation 14, verse 12 isn't just a description of a people in the future. It's a call to action now. God is preparing a people to stand through Earth's final storm, and he wants you to be one of them. You don't have to face the coming crisis alone. Jesus offers strength, peace, and the power of his Spirit to help you endure. When others bow to pressure, you can stand in truth. When others follow tradition, you can follow the Lamb. When the world compromises, you can be faithful. Revelation chapter 14, verse 12 is God's banner over his people. It's a call to perseverance, obedience, and faith. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Friend, this is more than a verse. It's a mission statement for the end-time remnant. It's the call of heaven to you. The final conflict is coming. Worship will be the issue. Loyalty will be tested. But those who endure will not only avoid the mark of the beast, they will receive the seal of the living God and stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion, says Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. So what will your answer be? God is calling. The three angels' messages are sounding. It's time to take your stand with Jesus in truth and in love. This concludes the series on the three angels' messages. On behalf of 3ABN Australia Radio, I wish you God's blessings.